Welcome to, wait, which podcast is this? I feel like I've been on some other podcasts recently, not just this
what?
One. Rifki, we were on a break.
Ridiculous. Hello, guys. I'm Rifki from Slink Magazine.
And I'm George from Fuller Figure, Fuller Bust. And we actually need to start this podcast with a bit of somber news because it will just be our two voices for the foreseeable with a few little guest appearances chiming in as well. We have unfortunately got some quite bad news about Hayley, which some of you may have seen on social media and you may already be aware of, but we just wanted to let you guys know as well. So I'm just going to read a statement from Hayley's Instagram. Life update. Over the past few months, I've been having some tests to get to the bottom of gynae issues that I've been having. Last Tuesday, I found out that I have endometrial cancer. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but my cancer has been caught early, so the prognosis is good, but sadly not early enough to save my womb. For me to have the best chance at survival, I will have to have a partial hysterectomy, a surgery to remove my uterus and cervix so that the cancer will not spread. This has been the hardest part of the news for me to come to terms with. Knowing that I will never carry a child has been heartbreaking. But I'm also grateful that this has been caught early enough to have a really good chance of beating it, that the NHS means that I don't have to fret and worry about how I'm going to pay for my treatment, that my family and friends are rallying around me to support me in the best ways they can, and my mum is with me for every step of this journey. I'm grateful to all of you for your lovely messages while I was trying to get to the bottom of this. I have the loveliest followers, and sharing with you all about many things in my life, particularly the struggles, has given them meaning and makes them easier to bear. I'm going to be honest, life has thrown a lot at me, like a shit ton, especially in the last few years. But I guess that means I'm battle tested, I'm a warrior, because I fucking had to be. Realising your own strength rarely comes from good stuff, but I'm a lion hearted girl. And when I doubt myself, I am trying to remember that I'm up to this test, which better be the last one for a while because Lord knows your girl needs a break. I'm holding on to the words of Girl Versus Cancer. I haven't come this far to only come this far. I will get my surgery date at the end of this month. There are some other considerations to be made first, and hopefully I will be well on my way to recovery by Christmas. I'll do a video soon about everything, and you're all wonderful and beautiful and powerful and big love. And then she's put the hashtag girl versus cancer. So that is what is going on with our Hayley. It's kind of why we've needed to take a break, and Hayley's had a lot of appointments and stuff to get to the bottom of it, and she will be back on the podcast. She will be another voice. You know, you can't keep that bitch down.
Once she hears me and George for a few weeks, I mean, if nothing else, that will spur her on to be back at her microphone ASAP. And she does really appreciate all the support, and like, make sure that you're following her so that you can keep up to date with her, and also, you know, keep sending her all the good vibes. Hayley, we're gonna miss you. God knows how me and George are going to do this on our own. But we will make you proud, or at least hopefully not make your ears steam with rage. You know. So we thought, obviously, we've not spoken to you guys for quite a few weeks. So we actually just thought that today's pod will be a little catch up.
Well, Rifki, I feel like especially you have been absent for a while because you were actually away while Hayley and I were recording some episodes from Turkey. But there is a very beautiful and lovely reason as to why you were whisked away by your lovely boyfriend. So take it away, Rifki. What's been going on?
So obviously, those who follow me on my personal Instagram at Rifki Styles, if you want to come say hello, will have seen that me and Dan have had to have quite a socially distanced relationship for basically the whole of Corona, because I live with my parents and I just really want to make sure they're super safe. So we went away for a couple of weeks together in August, which was amazing. It was so nice. We pretty much just cooked and watched the whole of Marvel in geek order. I'm now fully caught up. I'm a full geek girl. And yeah, at the end of that, it was literally at the end of our holiday, actually on our way home. So our car was completely full of all our stuff, and to be honest, I really needed to pee, and I was really worried about our car being stolen with my laptop in. But yeah, Dan proposed on the way home, which is, you know what's so weird is that we were on what, like a third date when we did the dating podcast. So it's like you guys have been here for the whole thing.
I mean, you've kept him quiet till now, but we get to know his name now. He's put a ring on it. He's part of the family. He's allowed in.
He's allowed in auto. I feel, you know, he enjoys a little bit of attention, so he's okay with it. Very exciting. Anyone that's kind of should have got married over the summer and had to delay stuff because of corona, or anyone that's like moved a wedding till next year, I now completely feel your pain of trying to organize something for next year when really none of us know what is going to be.
At least 2020 has had something really fun for you, Rivki. I am pleased that someone's going through some good stuff.
Yeah, 2020's has been incredibly weird, but obviously with this, you know, really, really lovely part for me. I've changed jobs. So I left the job that I was working at. I freelanced for a little bit and I've just got a new job. Woohoo! So I start my new job in a couple of weeks. So I'll be kind of learning all of that new stuff and having to go back into an office, which I've not been into since March, which I'm like freaking out about a little bit. I'm like, I don't even like people anymore. I'm like, ah, stay away from me. And then obviously with all these new corona laws coming in all the time, I've created a grotto in the garden for winter socializing.
Amazing.
Which is complete with fairy lights and fake snowflakes. I might get some of that fake snow and like snow up the windows. Basically, I'm trying to recreate Winter Wonderland, which is not happening this year, in my garden. That's pretty much my whole life. I mean, I'm still largely at home and still really enjoying being at home. I think there is a really nice therapeutic part to lockdown of not feeling the FOMO and the pressure to do things and go out and see people or go to lots of events, and which I'm kind of enjoying. I'm also a bit worried about having to get dressed again. My new big fear.
I mean, it's not ideal, but at least it's cozy layers and coats and you can just sort of throw loads of stuff on and be like, I was layering. That's why it's all a bit mismatched. It's fine, you know, it'll be all right. And you'll be working back in fashion again. Hopefully you can snag yourself some nice new pieces as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is weird to think about like seasonal trends when really I've just kind of worn leggings and a sweatshirt for what, like 8 months? Oops.
Yeah, no, definitely. But Rivki, you are a powerhouse because you left your job a few months ago, decided to take a break, but you didn't take a break because what were you then concentrating on?
Oh yeah, we have a new issue of Slink. How do I keep forgetting this? This is literally what I do. Yeah,
you're literally the mum in Home Alone who forgets her child.
I am. It's worrying. Yeah, we have a new issue of Slink and it's free. It's another freebie, guys. So you can go to at Slink Magazine's Instagram and download it. It's just a free digital copy. Again, because we took a break because of corona, we didn't want to print this year, so we didn't know what shops would be open, and we also didn't really want people to have to go to shops. That's free, so you can download that. It's a really good issue, actually. It's actually our 10th anniversary.
Oh my god.
I know, I'm old. It's our 10th year in the biz. We've got the Slink Reader's Choice Awards, so we ask people to vote for their sort of favourite influencers and brands and favourite ever Slink cover. And so we've got all the results of that. And yeah, just some really fun fashion content. Yes, it's a really nice issue. Please go download a free copy. And also, amazing. I've been working on loads more shopping posts on slinkmagazine.com. So there's new posts going up every day so that you can just have a sprinkle of fashion of my favourite things that are out. Although I took a break, it was one of those breaks where I was still doing a million things because it's just who I am.
I mean, speaking of magazines, you have just got engaged, which means you've reached the official adult point in your life where you can buy bridal magazines and lust over place settings and bridesmaids' dresses and bouquets. Like, how has that been, buying wedding magazines and getting into that?
Dan and I are a little bit weird because we'd kind of... although I didn't know, I genuinely had no idea we were getting engaged on the day that we did. Like, I was really confused. In the morning I was a bit like, maybe, and then I was like, no, don't be ridiculous, it's the end of the holiday. The previous night would have been perfect when I was dressed up, not sitting in a field in a baggy jumper with no makeup on. Dan.
Oh, Dan.
I know. To be fair to him, he did try the whole morning to get me to like put on a dress like I normally would. And he was really confused as to why I was very insistent on wearing trousers that day and just like a big slouchy jumper. So I didn't expect it, but we had already talked about a wedding. I mean, when you have a socially distanced relationship in lockdown, you do get a bit bored, so you start to just envision. So we'd started a little Pinterest board and everything, so we'd got quite far in the sort of what we wanted, and we kind of knew. I really wanted that whole excitement of getting all the wedding magazines in and just poring over stuff, even if I knew that wasn't what I was gonna have. I agree. It's like you can't buy them beforehand.
It's just a rite of passage, I think.
There was a really gorgeous Phase 8 wedding dress a few years ago, which they obviously don't do anymore. And I still regret not buying it and just putting it aside. But I was like, in hindsight, it would be really weird if I'd looked at Dan and be like, fantastic, I've got the dress already. He was like, yeah, that would have been super creepy. I haven't really managed to buy loads of wedding magazines because lots have closed. Lots are just online, and then others are just all sold out. And I suppose it's a really, really difficult time for anyone in events and wedding businesses, so I completely get that. I did find one magazine, and there was someone who I knew in it, which caused me great joy and also surprise. So I decided there weren't any magazines in stock online, but there was one, and it was called Outrageous Brides, and I ordered it. And as I was flicking through, I was like, hang on a second, I know that girl, that's George.
I was in like a funny wig and crazy jumpsuit and stuff like that.
You
it was
were.
A very like surreal carnival shoot that I did.
It was funny because I showed it to Dan. He was like, how did you recognize from outside? I know my G anywhere.
That she can disguise herself in the middle of a wedding magazine. It's like, where's Wally? I will find her. Like
pretty much. If you're looking for a super alternative wedding, then it's a really good magazine to pick up and have a look through, because it's got some like lots of like really independent businesses in there, and you know, people that are just doing their day their way, which I think we're going to see so much more of, especially with like micro weddings, as it were. Like people are just going to do things for them, which is really nice.
I mean, my mind was blown. You were telling me earlier that you and Dan, which is super amazing and organized, like you've got a date picked out and you've got your levels of like numbers. If you can have this many people at the wedding, the guest list can look like this, you know, like your family circle and then your close friends circle, and then like you just don't know what next year is going to look like, so you two are being really prepared and like, okay, we know that if the wedding can only be this big, these people will be there. And I just think, wow, I feel for you guys that you can't like just go balls to the wall and plan what you want, but I also really respect that you're like future-proofing yourselves against what the world might look like next year. Like I really hope you can have the giant 7-day Jewish wedding. Wow. I mean, Jews know how to party. I just think it's really good that you've also like, prepared for any occasion and what that might look like. And it's just super exciting. Something exciting on the horizon for someone.
Yeah, I think otherwise, you know, when we first started to plan it, I was like, Dan's super optimistic. He's optimistic about everything. And I'm very much like chicken licking. The sky is always falling in. I'm such a pessimist.
Oh, no.
But I think he was right. I'll never say this again, Dan. If you hear this, like, I'm never going to say this again. You were right. But like, we have to kind of, you know, plan for best and worst case scenario. And, you know, if we can have all the people there that we want, amazing. And if we can't, we can't, but at least, you know, it's so much, in a way it's easier going in that it knowing that it might not be what you want, whereas I really feel for anyone this year that's had to rearrange, change or chop their day up.
I have got everything crossed for you, Rivki. I'm very uncomfortable due
Thank
to
you.
It, but everything here is crossed.
Good times. So, George, what have you been up to? You've done a lot.
Yeah, it feels like it's been quite busy. The reason that I casually dropped into the intro that I wasn't sure which podcast I was on. Traitor, I recently got into my bath and did a Zoom call to be on the amazing Pod Bath, which is an incredible podcast that is hosted by Big Al, and she's called Twinks Burnett, who's an incredible, very colourful stylist. Rivki, you might know of her from the styling world. She's just like a colourful little bird. The episode is now out, so if you search Pod Bath, we were just talking about all things like being an influencer and the like body confidence world and all of that. But I had to do it all whilst in a bath, chatting to the other two who were in a bath together, their housemates. It was very surreal. I love the concept of it. I'm not actually the biggest fan of a bath, but it was one of my most enjoyable baths because I felt like I was having it with two friends, which is weird but amazing.
A sentence I wasn't sure. Actually, no, I can imagine you saying it.
Me in a bath.
Was this like, was everyone just like having an actual proper bath? Were there bubbles? Was there swimwear? It a naked bath? Like, what was the situ?
Oh, honey, there were bubbles because there was no swimwear. I was entirely nude in the bath, bubbles up to the neck. I didn't want to nip slip on camera. No, I just sort of aimed the camera at my face. They said, have your favourite drink. So I had a lovely Vimto in the bath.
Party.
Recording. Like Robbie had to come and help set up because something failed. So he had to come in and he was just like, this is so weird. But fair.
Do you
enough.
Know what would worry me most is getting electrocuted.
I did have like a full like I've got like a bathroom cabinet thing that I had everything resting on, but I was very like, don't touch anything from now. I'm really glad that Fat Chat is not recorded in the bath. I think that would be quite treacherous for us all week upon week.
I'm going to agree with you that let's not suggest that to Hayley.
Oh god, that girl loves a bath. She'll be all over it.
Scrap it.
I'm recording for the amazing Tova Lee, who is sort of like a comic influencer, mummy blogger, vlogger. She's done a few like videos and things that have gone viral. So TovaLeigh. I'm recording for her podcast tomorrow and I'm going to be talking all things body confidence and being on the internet and things like that. So I am really excited to be on other podcasts. I'm really excited that Rivki and I, we've just been planning guests to have on ours. I just think the cross-pollination and hearing different points of view and putting different points of view across on other podcasts is a beautiful and lovely thing. So yeah, check out both those podcasts as well, guys. I've also feel like I've got something for everyone in terms of clothing collections that I've got out at the moment, which is super exciting. I've got a collection out with Yummy Gummy Latex. So you may have heard in a previous episode that I, George, like to wear latex in the middle of summer and sweat my ass off. But I really love wearing latex and it is really fun and it is really good. And guys, it's now the winter, so let's all get into some latex. It will keep you warm. It's rubbery, shiny, leopard print joy. We all need something fun in our lives. So please go and check out my collection because I absolutely love it. I loved the shoot. I love designing everything. It's been 3 years in the making and in the middle of COVID it was something lovely to look forward to, which was releasing that collection.
Made to measure, isn't it? So it really is just for absolutely everyone. So like, it really doesn't, you know, like if someone's listening and they think, because I mean the collection's amazing, I think it's absolutely gorgeous, and thank they're you. Really wearable shapes. They're not necessarily what you would associate maybe with a latex collection, but it literally is for all sizes.
The aim was, and I said to Rebecca from the beginning, I wanted it to be accessible. And I think to make something like latex accessible, you need people to know that it is going to fit them and sculpt to them. We've put zips in where possible. Like one piece looks like a wiggle dress, but it's actually a top and a skirt, so it's easier to get on. And I wanted it as made to measure as possible so that people, if they're going to invest, they're investing in something that will fit them really nicely. And not only that, there's no price jump between sizes. Everything is priced the same. The only price jump is if you want an extra zip or something added here and there, like logical things that you would expect to see a price jump for. It's the same price across the board. Thank you, Rivki. Yes, it is for every shape and size. It is for everyone. And there's a little video telling you how to measure everything. And I am the model. Rebecca demonstrates how to measure little things like from your neck bone to your shoulder and like all these different parts that they can then end up making a collection that will fit you like a latex glove. My next collection that I've got, I feel this is just promoting my collections, but I feel this has been what I've been busy with recently.
I mean, you've literally done so many.
Yeah, I feel really proud that like brands want to work with me and stuff. A brand that I've really loved and my first collection came out with them last year is Playful Promises. And I'm really chuffed to say that I've got another collection out. It's a bit of a smaller collection just because of budgets and COVID. And, you know, I don't need to explain things. The world isn't quite right at the moment, but it is a collection of three gorgeous robes robes. We've got an amazing blue peacock robe with these sort of peach tones in it, a slightly more decadent burgundy velvet robe with an amazing silky sash, and then a gorgeous black and white polka dot one, which is your I'm answering the door to the police to say, oh no, my husband has died robe. So like, there's something for everyone hopefully with those robes, and I honestly can't wait to see all you guys in them and for all the pictures to start hitting social media of everyone who's bought them, because I think there's something for everyone there with those robes. So please go and check them out on Playful Promises.
Perfect for kind of lounging around the house now, isn't it? Now that people are going back into lockdown, you know, you may as well do it glamorously.
Yeah, like they could just be really nice dressing gowns, and it does go the full Playful Promises size range, which is UK 8 to UK 26. But on the shoot, I actually accidentally put the other model's robe on, and she's a size 10, and it fit me. So I know it's not the same as maybe having your size in a robe if you are beyond a size 26, but please do consider that they are quite spacious robes, and hopefully one day Playful Promises, even though they are a small brand, they're so conscious that like size expansion is something that they would like to do. So hopefully in the future, with enough interest in those higher sizes, they will start to make bigger sizes. But I promise you, the robes do come up quite generously. So hopefully something for a lot of sizes as well. And the final thing that I've got out at the moment, I've got two collections out with them previously, but I've got another collection out with Sturdy by Design, who are a brand who make activewear. I've brought out some like more wintry prints. It's just their standard legging and capri cut, but they're just different prints. Something fun and funky to work out in or just wear around the house. I know that I just sometimes like them on casual days. They're just really nice high-waisted leggings with a good waist tie that hold you in. They're a brand that unfortunately at the moment only go up to a 4X, but I have had big discussions with Charlene, the owner, and it is something that she wants to expand. She wants to test on larger models. Again, it's just a small brand, but these small brands actually seem to pay more attention than the big brands with all the money to be investing in sort of size expansion. So hopefully, guys, more and more brands are sitting up and taking notice and expanding their sizes. And definitely they are a brand who I think have got a lot of passion and have got a lot of wanting to reach out to other customers and dress other customers as well. There's no, oh, we don't want fat women in our clothes. There's, okay, how can we make sure that we siphon off the budget to make that work? So watch this space. I'm hoping they'll be releasing a couple more sizes in the future as well.
I noticed on your Instagram, you're kind of cooking a lot, because I've been taking some tips, making some little notes, but you also were like asking for veggie recipes the other day. Are you having a change?
So I was speaking to a friend about this today. I and please guys don't come for me over this. I would love to be vegetarian, but I really do enjoy cooking with meat, the taste of meat, and things like that. Obviously, I'm not going to go into it and describe it a bit more. There are people who might not want to hear that. But I am conscious that like as a planet, we do need to cut down on the amount of meat that we can eat. And if I can do that, and I can do that in a way that is gonna like make delicious food still for me and Robbie, but also be a bit more of a like conscientious decision. I'm basically gonna try and eat less meat. My biggest tip I found for eating less meat, apart from getting amazing recipes from you guys, is to try not to base the whole meal around the meat that's missing and substitute it in, but to sort of make a meal that involves other elements other than meat. So I had ratatouille with potatoes and broccoli the other day. I had the most incredible fajitas today. I can pat myself on the back. They were mushroom, courgette, onion and pepper in like a smoky barbecue chili sauce with guacamole, sour cream, salsa, cheese, lime, lettuce, and I did a little beetroot salad as well. I really like sort of Mediterranean style with like hummus and breads and vine leaves and olives and salads and roasted vegetables and things like that. So yeah, I am going to try. I know Rivki, you were veggie for a bit, so I'll probably be coming to you for tips, but I'm going to try and just cut down a little bit and be a bit more ethical with my choices when it comes to eating less. I was already doing one day a week without meat, but I'm going to try and up it a little bit. So guys, like, please pop over to Fat Chat if you are like, George, you must absolutely try this incredible vegetarian / vegan recipe. Like, I want to hear from you about that, please. There's never enough chat about food in my life. I could talk about food all day, every day. I fucking love it.
No, really?
And that is why I am a Fat Chat host, because I enjoy the work of food.
And hang on one second, George. You've actually got some massively exciting news that you did not lead with. What is up with that? Can you tell everyone your exciting news, please?
I feel like a naughty child. Like, tell them what you did. I got agency signed a few months ago. So yay. I am now represented by an agency called 84 World. Yeah, it's really exciting. Even despite COVID and lockdown, I've been able to meet with my lovely agent, Katie, a couple of times. She actually works out of a hotel conference room just like 20 minutes down the road from me one day a week. So we've met up. We've got a few exciting things in the pipeline. She's helped me with a few other bits of work. She's taken a bit of the pressure off, which is what I needed. I needed someone to just siphon off the work a little bit and give me a bit of a reality check and tell me to chill out. And yeah, so that has been really fun. It still doesn't feel real. It's been a few years of me pursuing agency representation and vice versa, and it never quite being the right fit. But Katie was just like super like intuitive, super like, yeah, we can do this, we can do that. I'm gonna catch up with you on WhatsApp every day. She knew about the podcast. She'd done her research around like the things that I was up to, my like haphazard life. So yeah, it feels really nice to actually sort of be like, I'm going to need you to speak to my agent about that and pass work over to her and have her like filter it through to me. So yeah, I feel very like bougie, but yeah, I am talent represented now.
Oh dear, it's all gonna go to her head, guys. I'm really sorry about this. Yeah, well done, George. No, it's super exciting, and I know how hard you work and how hard you've worked over the years, so it's about bloody time. Next up, we're gonna talk to you a little bit about fashion, so a bit of normality in this podcast. Really, this has just been us chit-chatting away. But also, please like head over to @FatChatPod in the Fat Chat community, get that conversation going, tell us what you're up to, or give George some veggie recipe ideas and I'll steal them.
Give
anyway,
give Ricky some bridal ideas.
Yeah, oh my gosh, guys, help me. I'm like looking for a dress, and it's like that's my next task is the dress task. So any advice would be very well received. I feel like fashion's in a very funny place right now. Obviously, we've got seasonal trends, but where are we going? Like, do we care? I don't know. I'm about to get dressed for the first time since March in order to go back to an office. And seriously, I don't even want to look in my wardrobes. I just feel like absolutely like the fashion has been sucked out, because it's that kind of, you know, we're going to the shops. You might be going to a pub and you might be allowed to sit in someone's garden, but essentially it's not a very exciting time right now. And I think, you know what, it's this year's kind of dress down seasonal fashion. This time last year I would have been, get your sequins. Well, actually, I'm always like, get your sequins, it doesn't matter if it's Christmas or not. Hang on. Yeah, no, I think we would normally be heading towards a super festive time of year. You'd be looking around in the shops and you'd be seeing party dresses, and actually from what I've seen from brands, they're not really doing party dresses this year because it's not appropriate. We're not really expecting to have huge festive gatherings. And so I think it's going to be really about that pared down festive look. So finding little ways to get yourself into the festive season. So maybe a really great piece of knitwear with some sequins on it. More that than going the full hog of like a sequin party dress in that kind of run up to Christmas. And it's those really luxe fabrications. So I think look for like that really cozy knitwear. I think we all want to feel a bit more cocooned at the minute, a bit safer and a bit like, do you know what I mean, a bit more wrapped up and guarded. And I think you're going to be seeing a lot of those like really amazing like cable knits, really soft cashmere, really lovely knitwear that kind of just says it's okay. And that you can also wear for smart, for the work Zoom calls if you're not going into the office, and to head back out to the office, to head to Christmas shops. It's all about that really versatile dressing. So I'm going to put up my 5 most versatile take me to anywhere pieces up over on Fat Chat Pod on Instagram and on Facebook, so that you can start to get a wardrobe that's going to work for you this season, rather than investing in lots of things that we're not going to have a chance to wear.
I mean, I'm grateful that Corona has given this opportunity for me to be like, I'm actually buying a stylist advice in this really comfortable jumper. It sounds amazing. It sounds right up my alley and what I want to be wearing this Christmas and sort of winter. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing your picks there. So this week we did toy with making the whole episode about our lovely Hayley. We thought we could do a whole dedication to her. And then we thought, no, let's give her the prime spot on the podcast instead. And that is the coveted Who to Follow, aka WTF. So, I mean, hopefully you guys are already following Hayley, but if you're not, she is Curves N, the letter N, Curls UK on all of the platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Please go follow her, keep up. She's doing stories about sort of what she's going through with everything to do with her diagnosis and things like that. So there might be some things on there that maybe you might find interesting or useful, but also just give her some support and love right now. Rivki and I, whilst we were prepping for this episode, we did just spend about 45 minutes being like, that poor fucking girl has had a really rough year. She's had a lot of awful things happen. She lost one of her friends a few months ago as well, and it just doesn't feel fair. So if you can give her anything, please give her your support and love, and just check in on her and catch up with her. Share a joke, share a recipe. Like, not everything has to be about what she's going through as well. Like, I'm sure she'd appreciate some normality. So please do follow Hayley, catch up with her, check in on her, and just send her all of your good vibes and good luck.
And leading on from that, and Hayley, we miss you shouting at us and telling us to stop waffling. You're probably like screaming at your phone right now as you listen to this. We're sorry. Our self-care tip for this week is to just check in on people, check in on your friends, ask them how they are, and then ask them how they really are. Me and G, we're both British. We've both got that stiff upper lip vibe where someone, you know, says, how are you? And we're like, we're fine. 2020 is like a big old bag of crazy, and I don't think anyone is truly fine. One of my friends has this great phrase now where she just says, broadly fine, which kind of means I'm okay. Like, it's fine. This is shit. And I've just got to get through it. But I think it's you know, we both think it's so important to like reach out to your friends, even if it's someone you've not spoken to in a while. With lots of places going back into lockdown, we're all reading so much more about how this is actually affecting people's mental health. If you manage to get someone to, you know, tell you how they really are, also remember that it's okay for you to tell someone how you really feel too. Like, don't feel like you just have to gloss over it. And like, yeah, lots of people are going through lots of different kinds of like issues and shit right now, but nothing cancels out the way you're feeling. Like, yes, there might be other people that are worse off or better off, whatever, but that doesn't diminish any issues that you're going through. So please, like, reach out to friends, check that they're okay, and also let other people know if you're not okay too.
Well, guys, that was it. That was our welcome back podcast. We will be back over the next few weeks with our usual topics and discussing and dismantling things. And as we've said, we've got some guests in the pipeline as well that we're really excited to have on, because we need it to be three voices because we miss Hayley. So we are back. And also, don't forget to check out the other podcasts on the Secret Recordings Network as well. They've got awesome podcasts about Disney, and you can catch up on all of the Secretly Recorded Boyfriends while they're on a break as well. They've got Sex Pot. So there's loads of other amazing podcasts for you to listen to and catch up on as well. So this has been a Secret Recordings podcast. We've got new episodes out every Tuesday. And don't forget to follow us at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you are listening on Apple, please do give us a lovely 5-star review and leave us a lovely comment. So this is actually from Robin, who actually couldn't leave it on Apple because she doesn't listen with Apple. But she said, I wanted to leave you a review, so I thought I would share it with you here. So this was in the Fat Chat Pod Instagram, where you can message us. For so long I've battled with my body, and listening to Fat Chat Pod and seeing your Instagram post has literally changed my life and my relationship with my body. I'm 32 this month, and this is the first time I'm wearing a bikini and proudly loving my body, my roles and all. Not yet at the point where I'd post it, but getting there. I can't thank you enough for everything you do for women, and truly you're an inspiration. And do you know what she sent? A gorgeous photo of her in a bikini on holiday, looking absolutely stunning and owning it. I can't believe that girl doesn't post bikini photos all the time, because she looks so comfortable. And honestly, like, I always put things in the group, and the girls do as well when they get messages, and we're always just like amazed and in awe and love that you guys like have felt that way from just something we sit in our like houses and record. Like, it just means such a lot. So thank you so much to people who've got in touch and left reviews. It honestly means so much.
And happy birthday, Robin, for this month.
Yes, happy birthday, 32nd birthday. Woohoo, joining the 32 Club with me.
And that's all we've got time for this week. So we shall see you next Tuesday.